Alpha X-ray Zulu Mobile, standing by for K2 IRT.
W2CMA, repeat PL1148.
WA2AXZ Mobile standing by for K2 IRT.
W2YZX.
Charlie, how you doing today?
Okay, I'm on the 440 side. How are you traveling?
The audio is a bit low. The audio is a bit low. That's good. There's been a lot of talk about 10 meters. The guys wanted to try 10 meters, but a lot of the guys don't even have 10 meters. I left the house about 5 o'clock, and I saw a last email from Andy, and he can listen on 10, but he can't transmit. I told Andy I was going to give him the 5 BTV vertical to plop in his backyard. He should have done cooking it. Well, I was on 10 meters today just tooling around over there, and other than corned beef hash, didn't get anybody. I went back to 40 meters, and 40 meters is open all over the place. You see here the DX below 71.99 there. A lot of stations coming in. Got WA2AXZ.
W2AXZ, WB2YZX. Do we have any idea when we're going to have a meeting?
I've got to check out with the gang and see. Check out with the gang and see. I've been babysitting. The little guy and I set up the radio with my daughter's QTH, and we started teaching him Morse code, and he was on the air talking with the gang. And hey, the kid's only 8 months old, so there's just a few things he can say. Da-da. We'll see as time goes on. I'm not gonna let him go. I'm gonna make sure that he knows something about the radio before I go. And this way here, someone will carry on some way, somewhere in the family. And that's what's going on. As I said, I've been working my tail off, babysitting out in Long Island. And the latest is that I've been babysitting now from 4 to 9 o'clock at night. Because my daughter and her husband are both working, and it's just one of those crazy things. But I have a lot of fun with the little guy. We get out a lot, drive around, do a lot of shopping, and he has a ball with me. So This is one grandpa he ain't gonna forget. He got WA to AXA. Doing there? I haven't talked to him in a while. I gotta go knock on the door at the substation and see what's going on. Good.
Hey, it's going
alright.
Beginnings of the K2 IRT, New York Transit Amateur Radio Club,
and we try to meet here just about every Thursday for a little get-together from 8 to 9 o'clock. My name is Lobie, Larry Oscar Bravo Yankee, WA2AXE, for the K2IRT group. If anyone wants to check in, come on in. Ah, we got a PQR. Afternoon, Abe.
I just have the antenna sitting in here in the middle of the room, and I hear a lot of QSB on the signal. I wonder how I'm making it.
Hey, making it pretty good. You're making it pretty good. At the beginning, again, I don't know if you're using the 2 meter or the 440, but it sounds like everybody's audio is low, and then something kicks in the repeater, and it comes back up.
Yeah, I'm on 2 meters. Yeah, we saw Charlie, got together, gave him a couple of little things to have to play around with. I'm sure he'll be happy. I've been looking around for your stuff, too. I haven't seen many, but I'm still looking around for that microphone for you.
Yeah, I appreciate it. Well, soon enough, I joke with the gang that I stopped telling my daughters what I want for the holidays here. Last couple of years, I told them I want something with the radio, something concerning radio, and they got me this crystal radio in a wooden box. And that really wasn't what I was thinking of. I appreciated it, but I'd like something a little more substantial, but we just have to see. It's going to be an interesting year this year. Everything is pretty tight, so all I ask for the holidays is a smile from everybody. You got WA2AXE. Let's give it back to Charlie. Charlie, say hi to Abe.
Whiskey Romeo.
They got an Andy out there. Hold on a second, Andy. YZX, pick it up. Get water or anything into a computer, especially those little ones there. I remember a long time ago in QST, QST covered some of the floods in Wilkes-Barre, Pennsylvania, and that was back about 71, 72, and what happened was a couple of the CAM's equipment went underwater, and they showed how to clean up the equipment. Take a big bucket, a big bucket, fill it up with warm water, a half a cup of Mr. Clean. You soak your equipment in there about 10 minutes and you try to rinse it out. And then you bake it in the oven at 125 for 5 hours. I don't know if the radio worked, but I'm sure it was tasty. Go ahead.
Oh, man, the smell that must have came off that thing. Oh, my goodness. Well, I mean, everything fed all right, but there was a lot of honey in the tea. And, like, some of the keys are just so sticky now. Like, you press them down and you got to wait a split second for them to pop back up. So, eBay, you know, $30 for a brand new in-the-box keyboard for it. I mean, it's not my laptop, but it was my fault. So, you know, I'll just bite the bullet on it.
All right, all right. Well, you dust it off. It's probably, I don't know if the, you had the tea with sugar in there or what, but if it was plain water, the thing shouldn't be sticky. But, again, anything else, coffee, tea, soda, that's the death knell for a lot of the keyboards there. Yeah, I was up at 42nd and 9th yesterday for about 30 minutes. My grandson the other day broke my glasses. He grabbed my glasses and they snapped at a place that can't be fixed. So what happened was I had to run to the GVS, get them changed, and then head right back out for my babysitting duties there. But it's interesting that if you haven't had the old pair of glasses on for a while, how much you miss the new ones, because, my God, I was seeing double and triple and everything else, and just a little too fuzzy. All right, Andy, let's give it up to Charlie now. Charlie's going to have to leave early, so we'll go down and around and see how far we get. This is K2IRT to WB2YZX. WB2YZX and the K2IRT group. Yeah, the last time we got together for the Christmas holiday party was over at that restaurant, the Renaissance, and we may just do that again. That's a good idea, just to get the gang together, sit down, and raise a couple and have a good chat. It's going to be interesting, as I said, since all these retirees and the breakup of all the departments, it's pretty rough keeping the gang together. All right, let's give it up to APQR. She's all yours, Abe. Did you fix the SWR?
Am I making it any better now?
Yeah, as I said, the repeater, there's something going on with the audio of the repeater. It's up and down and around, but you're making it.
Yeah.
There's nothing wrong with your rig there. It's just you're going to have to turn the volume up on certain ones of the gang here. I'm out at runway 24 at Floyd Bennett Field, so I'm out wide in the open over here. But between Charlie, Andy, and wherever everybody else is, apparently the repeater's picking up the carriers, but it's not picking up the audio. Back to you, Abe.
All right. Then I'll just, if you can't copy me, I'll just say 73. Just want to, you know, support the group over here and say hello to everybody. And, geez, I can't, I tried to turn it up. I couldn't hear anything. So I hear you. I hear Andy. Don't hear Charlie. Maybe the repeat audio from 450 is not measuring it.
With that, Chief, you're gonna want a nice quiver for when you're shooting up state. You'll be standing right at your side there. The quiver you stick.
It's for me, thank you. I could use it out here. I'm just sitting in the Jeep right now in the rain, and apparently they just let a class out at the, they got a police academy over here now, 4 towards Flatbush Avenue. All right, Andy, we'll go back up to you, and then we'll see if anyone else wants to join us. This is K2IRT to KF2WR. Yeah, that. QSL on that, Andy, QSL. I got the email from John, and I'll be there for that. Believe me, we'll definitely be there for that. And I'm told the weather may cooperate, too. Every time we try to get out there, we go through a monsoon. But we've got our fingers crossed for a good ceremony over there. All right, Andy. Remember, Andy, I still have that antenna, so if you ever wanted to pop it in the backyard, at least get yourself on HF for the wintertime, just give a shout, and I'll be more than happy to help you set it up. Go ahead.
That's greatly appreciated, Bo. Greatly appreciated. Now I got some steps up into the attic. I just finished that job. I have clear shot outside. And it's just a matter of, I still have the wire. It's just a matter of stringing it back up in the trees out here. I've always had good luck with 10 and the G5s. They just seem to work well. But, I think I might buy myself that Wyndham for Christmas, because I could put the 120 feet in without a problem. It's just not as high as I'd like, but still it's 120 foot, and we should get that in a little bit. And I do appreciate the offer. KF2WR.
Am I making it any better now?
Much, much better than no.
Right. And I just have one little comment. Say hello to everybody. I'm not sure if it's the repeater that's bad or somebody is dropping a carrier and just dumping it on and wiping everybody else out. But I went to Limark. It was interesting. I had picked up a couple of little things here and there. But what was interesting, they had a contingent from the Civil Air Patrol, the CAP, and they have a contingent at Boyd Bennett Field for the CAP. I wonder if anybody knows about it.
Did they say where they were located at Floyd Bennett?
Yeah, they said one of the...
All right. Well, maybe we can catch him on the air one day or even take a visit for some reason there. Yeah, because where I'm parked on runway 24, I'm right by the historic aircraft hangar, and I'm facing the police academy right now where they do the street training, the car training, and a little bit to my left is where the helicopters, they fuel up the helicopters, and they have the hangars for the police helicopters over there. So, who knows? You never know. I tell you, we found out that they have the Marine Corps reserves down here. The Marine Corps set themselves up the nice little barracks, and they're out here training day and night. A couple of weeks ago, I was driving down one of the runways, and you see a couple of dozen guys in their fatigues there doing the nightly run. So, as I said, it's nice to see a presence of the Marines here. Hey, back to you one more time, and we'll go up to Charlie.
They said there's a very big contingent. Didn't they come
QSL, QSL, if they open up the facility for us to go down there, you just keep everybody in mind. We'll put out a call to the gang, and maybe we'll get the gang to meet out there, see what's going on. I appreciate it, Abe. As I said, all of us together, we're going to keep this K2IRT on a roll. Somehow, some way, but we're going to do it. All right, Abe, hold on 1 second. Let me give it back up to Charlie. WB2, YZ, and an X. Sideband or AM?
28, sideband.
That's a nice round number. Alright, well, I'm in the Jeep. I don't have the 10 meters in the Jeep, but I'm sure I'd probably be able to catch him. We're like next to a neighbor's when I hit the house. Why not? Again, 10 meters is an interesting thing. You know, even 11 meters is good. We'll turn on channel 3 on CB, but it's pretty rough at the distances that we are. I think 2 meters and 440 are just going to stay the best for all of us if we want to start doing DX work and the like. You know, DX for me is talking to Secaucus, so I'm happy to do that. Hey, KF2WR, Andy, she's all yours. You got WA2AXZ.
Kim.
WA2AXZ in the group, KF2WR. I just pulled up the Civil Air Patrol website here, just perusing through it. I used to be a Civil Air Patrol cadet back in the day. I actually had a little rank in that organization, but it just fizzled out where I was in Staten Island, and it never took off. But I will say I had a lot of fun with it. And now with all the flying I'm doing and hanging out at airports, I wouldn't mind getting back into that. I'm going to just peruse this website while we're talking here. KF2WR, back over to net control.
Hey, Andy, what do you think about this little minor engine trouble on that monster Airbus? I told the gang a couple of weeks ago I was driving on the Bell Parkway and one of these Yamungo Airbuses came flying over the Bell Parkway and everybody slowed down and looked up at this thing. It was like a behemoth landing, and it's interesting that the engine blew on a Qantas plane, and Qantas has the best safety record of the industry there. That would have been a shame if that thing went.
I tell you, when I went up to Oshkosh, Wisconsin, to the EAA flying, and they had an Airbus there as one of the exhibits, and you don't realize, I mean, you see the thing fly by, okay, it's a big airplane. It's actually when you walk up to it, you say, oh my gosh, this thing is tall as a skyscraper. And they were letting you know, you can go on it and walk up and down the two floors that it has, upstairs and downstairs. And yeah, that seats 800 people, and it's tremendous, this thing. So the pilot, when he left there, they had to get special dispensation to let him into the airport up there in Oshkosh.
Broadcast 2WR, WA, 2AXZ, and the K2 IRD group. Well, I got to tell you, I worry about these things. They're getting bigger and bigger and bigger, and nothing stays up there forever. There's always a chance something's going to happen somewhere, and it would be a shame if it ever did with 800 people. Mamma mia. What a mess. What a mess. Go ahead.
Check in.
Got a KB2 VEQ checking in, too.
Roger that. How are you guys reading me? Because you guys, a couple of you guys are going in and out. Almost lost Andy just a second ago. Abe was coming back strong, and Charlie's still weak. And you're strong all the way, Lobe. This is KB2 VEQ. Turn back over to net control.
No problem. You're crystal clear over here. Everything seems to be the problem with the repeater today, because if it's not getting a strong enough signal or there's something out there, it's transmitting. I'm getting the full carrier on the meter here, but some of the gang's audio disappears there. Give us 20 seconds, Val. Let's finish up with Andy, and then we'll go to you. KF2WR, you got the K2 IRT group.
Hey, Val, always a pleasure. Thanks for stopping by. The repeater's just a little bit finicky tonight, so we'll just have to bear with it. It's a soaking wet antenna out there somewhere. KF2WR, back over to net control.
All right, Andy, KF2WR. This is the New York City Transit K2 IRT group. And definitely welcome, Val. How you doing? Anything good going on your side there?
Nothing much, the usual, you know, taking care of little Dylan, and my daughter had her 25th birthday. She went down to New Orleans, and heard a few of her friends. They went on a swamp tour, and there was a parade going on there, some Halloween parade, and so she had a blast, and I was stuck taking care of Dylan. So I'm just making my plans for next week. I'm going to be in the Poconos for November, let's see, December the 3rd, I think it is, 3rd, 4th, and 5th. And I have my daughter's, the youngest daughter, she just got inducted into one of these, the Phi Alpha Delta law fraternity. So, in school, so she, I guess she's going to be studying law, and she got inducted into that, and so we have to go for her birthday, and that'll be around the weekend of the 12th, and so my weekends seem like they're running one behind the other, going back and forth somewhere, so I'm looking forward to that, and I have a tough time because all of my kids are like scorpions, November, December, I mean, October, end of October, November, and my wife is in December, so by the time January come around, I'm really broke. WA2AXZ, KB2VEQ.
All right, KB2VEQ and the K2IRT bunch, you got WA2AXZ at the mic. Well, definitely, you know, I have an observation, and I'm going to write a little article for the old-timers. We have that Power Department old-timers newsletter. And the question is, what is retirement? Because since I left in January, I'm pooped from doing everything. Between the babysitting, between the housework, between the running around, it just hasn't stopped. And my latest thing now is I've been babysitting the little guy for about 3 days a week, trying to fit in the museum, trying to fit in the work at the house, and running around with the basset hound all over the place. I thought, you know, all these pictures that they gave us when we retired of the people sitting in hammocks, their feet up, drinking a drink with an umbrella in it. When does that kick in?
Just like having a good weekend, you know, that's not the everyday occurrence. That's just on the weekends for them too, I guess. And, you know, it's retirement don't mean you stop living and don't stop working. That just means that you have a little more time for yourself, but not much. And you have to make a schedule and arrangements to go drinking. So and those are the only pictures they take. They don't take the ones where they're working their butts off also. 382AXZ, KB2VEQ.
QSL on that, QSL. I tell you, I'm having a lot of fun. I'm having more fun playing with the little guy, watching him grow up. And it's just amazing, since he was a little baby back in February to now, he's standing up, he's pushing his little cart around. He's just a couple of weeks away from walking on his own. And, as I said, I set up the ham radio at my daughter's house, threw a ham stick out the window. And you know me with ham sticks. You know, KCAQ, GJ, and I always rank on each other that ham sticks don't work. That's why I talk all over the world on the darn things. But, you know, we tried to teach him ham radio. I had the little guy in my arm, and I'm going, da-da, da-da-da-da, da-da-da-da. And the little boy's got a big smile on his face, and he's babbling away a mile a minute. And he was talking to Tom and the gang on 40. So, as I told Charlie and Andy and the rest of the gang, he'll have his ham license. He'll grow up. We're going to brainwash him good, and he'll follow in Grandpa's footsteps. I hope he likes climbing up trees and antenna work. All right, let's go back up to Charlie. Charlie had to leave early. Hopefully he's still there. WB2YZX, come on in, Charlie. Charlie, you still on frequency or you're still talking to Wally? All right, apparently he either left or he's still on the landline. He and Wally and the couple of the others were trying to get on 10 meters to see if we can do a 10-meter net. And Charlie can barely hear Wally and vice versa there, so it looks like the 10 meters is going to be out. I still think that the best thing is the repeater for now, especially for us in the local area like this. Hey, let's give it over to Abe, WB2PQR. Abe, you still with us? All right, Abe, I'm going to wish you and the whole family the best. Pray that you'll be with us next week, and we'll pick it up again. If anyone else wants to say 73 to Abe, go right ahead, guys.
73, Abe, this is KB2VEQ. Wish you and the family well until the next time we meet on the air or in person. Whenever they get the next meeting date, maybe we'll see you there. KB2VEQ, 73
days. All right, and we were talking earlier, Val. What we're thinking of doing is, you know, these weeks and months are going very, very fast. And in December, I think what we'll do sometimes towards the beginning of December, I've got to catch a day where I'm not babysitting. And we're going to get the gang together at that little restaurant that we meet over at Manhattan there, the Renaissance. And we'll try to have our holiday, Christmas, Hanukkah, Kwanzaa. You know, pick a holiday, throw it into the pot there, and let's see what happens. We'll take a good look and see what we're going to be doing. and definitely at least get the gang together. I'd like to get the rest of the guys back on 2 meters or 440 as much as possible. And I'm going to email Wally. What I'll probably do is I'm going to give Wally my handheld and let him throw a little 2 meter quickie antenna on the roof there, and at least we can get him on the Thursday nights there and see what's happening on his side of the world. All right, let's give it back up to Andy, KF2WR. You got WA2AXZ watching the planes take off and land at Kennedy Airport.
And what a great pastime that is. KF2WR. Yeah, handheld over to Wally, that should work just fine. You know, little power supply or a battery for that, that'll get him up there running. I mean, Lord knows he has enough antenna building skills to build an antenna, that's for sure. Yeah, that should get him up and running without a doubt. KF2WR.
Drowned out on that one, Lobe. You've been strong the rest of the time, but you got a little drowned out on that one. Maybe it was one of the planes did it to you. Yeah, I tell you. Speaking about plane, I guess Andy's still playing with the planes over there. Bring it back and let me know how you're doing with the planes, Andy. WA2AXZ, KB2VEQ.
I don't know, Andy. You still playing with the planes, or when you're playing with the planes, you're wearing the steel gauntlets for gloves?
Yeah, still playing with the planes. It's nice. This Sunday looks like early. It's going to be very nice to go out and fly. Very calm winds, very straight winds out of the west, which works out great for our airport. But it's going to be cold out there Sunday morning, and these little glow engines. I'm curious to see how they're going to fire up when they're that cold. When it comes winter time, a lot of guys switch over to all electric planes, which are pretty neat. These things, these are pretty neat little devices. But nothing beats the sound of that gas just burbling away. KF2WR.
I know. I don't know, Andy, if you ever had a chance to come out here to Floyd Bennett Field on a good day. But they've got the flying field over here, and these guys more and more are flying sophisticated jets, helicopters, just about anything you can put up in the air. These guys have been doing it, and it's just amazing. When I come out here to do the radio sometimes on Saturday morning, you hear a high-pitched whine going over my head,
And I know that where I am in relation to that field, the guys can't see the plane. So it's possible that they're probably using TV cameras on that thing too. And they're getting TV images back to know where they're flying these things. But they come zooming around, they make a turn, they head over the water, and then they go back to the flying field. Just an amazing sight, and it's amazing to see how fast these little guys really go. So, as he said, that's the future. Everything is electronics now. Hey, if they can make all these drones to drop bombs on Khalib Kaboom in Afghanistan, they can do anything. Hey, back to you, Andy, and then we'll give it back to Val.
Yeah, these things are like unmanned predator drones. They're really cool. Yeah, so quick. And the building of it takes...
Save Lobie's voice for a minute or two. Yeah, I was watching online some of these attacks that were being made with these Predator drones. Those things are fantastic. And I saw one of them. They were saying they were like 10 miles from where the location of the operators were. I don't know exactly the full length of the range for those things, but you know, they're up like, I think they said about 5 miles, and you can't even see them from the ground. I guess, you know, they're like stealth with, they paint them gray and it kind of blends right in with the sky. And, you know, next thing you know, they got a X mark on a car or somebody, and kaboom, it's really fantastic. Harry Strano sent me a couple of those from the military online spot where they showed a few of those bombings, and it was unbelievable. And I saw some on TV. They were showing some of those on the cable channel. They were showing some of the Predator drones. I said, maybe I can get one on military surplus pretty soon. Wonderful flying one of those, and I guess they have some pretty sophisticated cameras on them, too. Just imagine getting your hands on one of those things. WA2AXV, KV2VEQ, you were coming in a little low there, Andy, on that last one. I hope I'm hanging in there and you guys can hear me. WA2AXV, pick it up.
Alright, WV2. Okay, hold on 1 second. I got to put my coffee cup away. Got WA2AXZ and the K2IRT group. And I don't think we're going to see him in the back of the comic books real soon. But I remember growing up in the late 50s and 60s, and they had these advertisements. You can buy a World War II a Jeep for only $250 back then. And, you know, sometimes you kick yourself when you had this chance to really go and get one of these things. Probably all packed in the Cosmoline. I have a feeling we're not going to see those on the market for many, many moons to come. But it's always amazing to see what these engineers are working on between Boeing and Raytheon and the rest of the suppliers there. So much interesting military equipment. It's just too bad that we have a military that has their hands tied, and they're not really using it to their full capability. As I said, one good boom over in the Middle East, turn it into green glass, and let them start over. Give it back up to KF2WR. You got the K2IRT group. By the way, if anyone else is listening, it's an open net. If you want to come in, put your 2 cents in, feel free to do. I'm not hearing anything, so Andy, it's over to you.
In a little bit, kind of echo the sentiments of the green glass theory there. here on the military videos channel and looking at a 100-ton detonation. That's pretty cool. And an airstrike in Ramadi. I just get lost on this internet and radio. Forget it. Before I know it, the sun will be up and the birds will be chirping. KF2WR.
Andy, I was always fascinated in watching something when we had the military channel on the cable. And what they did was they had a bomb. The Russians had this big nuclear bomb that was so large that they had to put a parachute on it. And just to give the plane time enough to get the heck out of the way, I believe it was something like 100 megaton, but a capacity it was even bigger for 200 megatons. And it shows this thing going off and just vaporizing the atmosphere. So maybe that's what we need. Just turn it on, start over, and let's see what happens. Yeah, as I said, I just left Floyd Bennett Field. It's starting to pour out there again, and it's getting chilly, so I'm heading down Flatbush Avenue now myself.
WQCMA, repeat PL 1148.